Tito here again, and welcome to episode 69 of the Just a Minute podcast, special BPP edition. Baptist Physician Partners, or BPP, is Baptist Health's clinically integrated network and accountable care organization. We've talked about BPP's role in value-based care and the multiple value-based agreements, or payer contracts, BPP is currently participating in. This episode will dive into quality metrics, which play a significant role in the success of population health strategies. BPP measures quality quantitatively on multiple levels to ensure that patients are receiving the highest quality care possible, decrease the total cost of care per patient, reduce unwarranted clinical variation, and provide care at the right time and right place. Within BPP's value-based products, adult patients are assigned to adult primary care providers who serve as gatekeepers for the next level of care, such as referrals to specialists, to ensure the appropriate utilization of healthcare services. Adult primary care physicians are also responsible for preventative care and chronic disease management for most conditions. Given this responsibility, BPP ties quality metrics to our distribution model to incentivize the closure of care gaps. The BPP quality metrics are updated on an annual basis, and each of them has specific targets. For calendar year 2023, there are 7 measurable metrics, or metrics that adult primary care providers are responsible for closing out for performance purposes, and 2 reporting-only metrics. Reporting-only metrics do not count toward BPP performance metrics. Of note, pediatric primary care physicians, specialists, and hospital-based physicians are responsible for a different set of performance metrics. The 7 measurable metrics include annual wellness visits for patients in our Medicare Shared Savings Program, annual wellness visits for patients in our United Medicare Advantage product, breast cancer screening, colorectal cancer screening, controlling high blood pressure, hemoglobin A1C control, and kidney health evaluation for patients with diabetes. The 2 reporting-only metrics include advanced care planning and cervical cancer screening. These BPP quality metrics provide a halo effect across BPP's value-based contracts. However, each contract has its own set of quality metrics. For example, our Medicare Shared Savings Program quality metrics are different from our United Medicare Advantage metrics. Quality metric categories for value-based contracts generally include preventative screenings, chronic disease management, patient experience, medication adherence, and readmissions. The amount of quality metrics BPP and physician members are held accountable for can often be confusing and difficult to keep track of. BPP's Population Health Transformation Team can help primary care physicians and team members understand each metric's definition and how to close them out appropriately. The team essentially serves as a bridge between BPP and primary care clinics. They share best practices for closing care gaps and host monthly quality spotlights to ensure alignment of clinical care with BPP's overall quality strategy. Additionally, the transformation team can help providers view the status of their BPP quality metrics in healthy registries and assist clinic team members with understanding and downloading patient lists who have open care gaps. The success of our clinically integrated network is dependent on the quality of care we deliver and the collaborative efforts among BPP and its physician members. Thanks for listening, and until the next time.